Are we on? We're on, guys. What's up? It's your girl Asterisk, and this is In the Loop with you. Such a great day. We're coming off of Mother's Day weekend. It's been a while, I know. Just a lot's been going on. Life has been lifing, but I am here today. I'm here with you. Guys, this episode is called What's Beef, all right? About 202, I believe, and we are going to be talking about Kendrick Lamar versus Drake, of course. Rihanna Shays Drake, Shannon Sharp versus Shaq, Soulja Boy versus Metro Boomin, 21 Savage got into it. It's just a mess, okay? 50 Cent versus Rick Ross, JT versus Sukiyana and Glorilla. I don't even know who else. So many people are beefing, okay? So many people are beefing. We got The Game trying to beef with Rick Ross. Also, we have Akbar V versus Cardi and her girls. It's really not played out that it's versus Cardi, but there's some indication that Cardi had something to do with this escapade that happened. And our last beef we're going to talk about is Quavo versus Chris Brown. All right, now, guys, I don't know if this year is the year of 2024 where everybody's going to be beefing. People are going to be getting into it left and right. And that's just basically what's going on. So, without further ado, we're going to jump ahead into, let's talk about our Kendrick and Drake beef that is still ongoing. It's still ongoing, even though Drake bowed out, stayed in Kendrick won. You know, he's not replying to Kendrick anymore because every time Drake will put out a song, Kendrick will put out a song. Every time Kendrick will put out a song, Drake will put out a song. And I think it got overwhelming and just exhausting. Considering the fact that Drake had one of his security guards got shot, okay? And there was something else that went on in his home. I don't think I got the notes for him. But it's just been a bad week for Drake, okay? You know, getting your ass whooped by a Compton nigga, which really ain't hard to be done. But, we're seeing some different times now when it comes down to beef, okay? Now, no one got hurt. No one spent the block on each other. No, nothing like that happened. But at the same time, things happened with Drake, okay? Things happen. And this situation seems like it is just never ending because there's so many different people coming after Drake. We had Rick Ross coming after Drake. We had Kanye coming after Drake. And the Like That remix. There was a lot of things or a lot of ops coming at Drake, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I had Drake on my top five, basically in my top three as best rapper of right now. Because what I do is I make these lists and I kind of switch them up a little bit because, they get a little crazy after a while. These top 10, top five lists that you do of your favorite rappers, they seem to change sometimes because sometimes these rappers aren't putting out enough music. Like, for instance, I did have Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole as one in my top five. Not my big three, but maybe my top five. And Kendrick Lamar seemed to slip out over the years because he was not putting out music. I mean, he put out that one album that came out after Damn. Pretty good album. I mean, it just didn't read like the other one did. You know, it wasn't like Mad City. It just wasn't like that at all. You know? So, Kendrick has seemingly fallen out of my top five until now, okay? Like, I cannot listen to anything Drake. I try, and it is so hard to avoid listening to Drake, especially when he's all over my Apple Music. He's all over the radios. He's just everywhere, and I kind of don't want to hear his voice right now. I'm at that point. I don't want to hear Drake's voice because it's just like he just got his ass whooped so badly by Kendrick. And for me, the Euphoria song was which really ate him up. Calling him a pedophile, things like that, those things kind of added up. And it showed a little evidence because he's going back and forth with a couple TikTokers, things like that. Like, everybody's at Drake's neck. Like, when I say everybody, I mean everybody at his neck. I don't know if his career is just fatally ended. He still has a fan stance. So, I mean, it got down to they were, you know, he had a mole in the crew that was sending information to Kendrick Lamar, supposedly sending information saying he has a 11-year-old daughter that he's not taking care of. Kendrick alluded to Drake not really taking care of his son. And then, you know, Drake kind of got back at him. Hey, you beat your fiance / baby mama. And then it came out that Kendrick is reportedly not with the woman anymore. Or they're living in separate households with the children. Then they're saying the manager day free, that one of the children is his. So this fight got really ugly where they brought their kids into it. I mean, Drake went on umpteen IG posts, you know, posting different pictures, you know, making videos of the caravan that he has in Mad City, I believe. It's Mad City's album art. He showed it getting towed away. So these things got ugly. Critics got into it. We had YouTubers going crazy. I mean, this sent hip-hop and its culture up, okay? I mean, up. So far up. I mean, they were talking about it on everything you could think of. People were getting hurt. People were getting into altercations because they believe Kendrick won or Drake won. I just digress. I just don't think it was that serious. But this had been something, all right? So, you've been following the beef. I declare Kendrick as the winner. Hail King Kendrick, okay? You know, the underdog, I believe, that, you know, we didn't expect to be able to knock out Drake like this with a KO, you know? We didn't think this would happen. But it happened, all right? So, what else happened was Rihanna shaded Drake a little bit because, you know, Drake was shading Rihanna since For All My Dogs. The one song he has on the album where he states that, you know, why do they think I'm still hung up on you? That cannot be. That's not me. And the sex was anti with you. Like, shit like that. Like, I will play the music, but I'm not about to go into my archives and pull all that shit up. So, that's that. This is hilarious. I mean, I can't get over it, guys. Please, somebody come get me because I am dying in the inside with all these rap beefs. All right, next rap beef. Well, I don't want to say this is rap beef. This is more like athlete beef. Okay, Shannon Sharp and Shaq go back and forth. And when I say they go back and forth, they go back and forth. I mean, Shaq made a diss song. Shannon Sharp talks about Shaq not being top 10 in his profession. Shaq goes, well, I am top 10. I'm making money. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Let me show you what this is about. You know, trying to take the higher role, but also, you know, throwing some subs in there at the same time. And I think Shaq did this all over Instagram and Twitter Spaces. Now, Soulja Boy. You know, Soulja Boy and Metro Boomin. It started with them two going at it first. He decided he wants to talk about Metro Boomin's mom on Mother's Day, which is not something good. As we all know, Metro Boomin's mother had lost her life to, I believe it was her boyfriend or husband that has killed her. And, you know, it's nothing to play about when somebody's mother is gone especially in these rare ages, these ages of middle life, you know, when you're in your 20s and early 30s, mid 30s, and people are, you know, saying things about your mom, and it is such a fresh open wound. I don't even know when the wound ever heals when you lose your mom. Speaking because I lost my mom a couple years ago, and it was just something so detrimental to me. It was a life-altering situation. So to talk about somebody's mother while they're dead, I mean, Nicki Minaj did the same thing with Meg Thee Stallion when they were going back and forth at it. Talking about dig up your dead mother, all this type of stuff, which is never cool. So I don't give him cool points for that. Soulja Boy is just always all over the place. It feels like he has no filter and he doesn't think about anything that he says before he says it, before he goes live, because he's doing this stuff all on live. But then there are reports saying that Soulja Boy should calm down on some of his spending, okay? Because he owes a woman $442,000 for one of the settlements or one of the lawsuits he got hit with. I think that Soulja Boy should definitely sit the fuck down, okay? Because 21 Savage is getting involved. Then they go back and forth. And then he says, oh, why didn't you ever tell? This is what Soulja's saying. Why didn't you ever tell anybody that you're from London? He said, why would I even tell anybody I'm here illegally? Shit like that. So, shit's getting out of pocket. Their beef is ongoing as we speak right now. Especially 50 Cent, Rick Ross, and Meek Mill. Now, Meek Mill is standing up to 50 Cent because 50 Cent is going after Rick Ross. And not to mention, the game is trying to go after Rick Ross as well with diss tracks. And it's like Rick Ross is in everybody else's business but his own. Like, he doesn't want it with game, okay? Now, 50 Cent goes after Meek Mill and says that, oh, I see why you're trying to protect Diddy or, you know, because in Rick Ross, that's your man. I respect that. He's saying that in a funny way. Guys, this stuff, you can't make this shit up. You can't make it up. So that beef is still ongoing. I will inform you more about that as the story unfolds. Now, JT, Sukiana, and Glorilla. Now, I don't know what the situation is with Glorilla and JT, but I know at the BET Awards, it was alleged that JT got hit with a purse by Glorilla. I find this funny. I find this very, very funny. I find this, you know, sorry, I gotta do something on my controls. All right, so I find this very funny. You know, JT supposed to be this hard. You know, I've been locked up. You know, city girl from Miami or from Florida. And it's just not given that, but, you know, JT released a song called Okay. You guys all heard it because it's doing well on the billboards. I shouldn't have to play it for you. But she just basically states in one of the bars in the song talks about somebody eating crab legs with cheap veneers and they're breaking. Now, this can apply to Cardi. This can apply to Suki. But Suki came out and asked JT online, like, hey, I just got out of jail. Because Suki did just get arrested previously. She says she doesn't sell drugs. She sells pussy. She sells coochie. Sorry. As you said, she sells coochie. She don't sell drugs. And that exactly why she got arrested was because it was mainly because they were trying to say she was selling ecstasy pills. Now, Suki seems like a little greedy money whore that loves to make money, a hustler. So I wouldn't put it past that she was selling ecstasy pills. Especially she got all these freaky friends. They're doing all these freaky things. Ecstasy screams sex, okay? So Suki trying to play us like we dumb, like we don't think that she was really selling that shit. I mean, she might not have been selling that shit, but she might have been with somebody that was selling that shit. So it just is all kind of variations to that situation. All right. Let's keep going. I'm not going to hold you guys really long, but this is called What's Beef. Now, we're going to go to Glorilla and, I mean, we're going to go to JT. Oh, I got to JT and Suki. Got the line about the cheap veneers. And Suki checking JT online and JT not responding. You know, she said a few things like, yeah, you got sewers coochie, you know. She said all these different things, but did not put out a diss track to respond to Suki. So that was one thing. And then we're going to go over to Akbar V. Gets jumped while in New York. She kind of got snucked and then somebody stumped her when she fell. So it really wasn't a fair, you know, she got her ass handed to her whooping. But I am a big fan of Akbar V. I really like her. She always tells it how it is. She doesn't hold back. And she'll get in there with your ass. She calls herself the female Kanye. Now, in order for you to call... doesn't Kanye come off as a genius, even though he's wild, crazy, has antics, says the craziest shit? He does come off as a genius. I don't see that in Akbar V, especially not in raps. All right. So we're coming to a close on this, but we cannot come to a close without talking about Quavo versus Chris Brown. Oh my God! So soon as Like That came out. It was like maybe a week after Like That, Chris Brown put out his diss track to Quavo. Quavo put out a diss track to Chris Brown. I guess they call it a quits, but they still don't like each other. Still don't like each other. And you guys, you know, I shouldn't have to replay anything for you. You guys have the longest attention spans in the world, if you're still listening. But, that was an issue between them. So, you know, we're going to see where that goes and how that transpires. So, hey, stay locked in, in the loop. Make sure you check out our Instagram page, In the Loop with You. And this is the podcast that is going to take off in a different format of what I've been regularly doing. I've been kind of mixing all of the content together. Well, now, guys, now you have it separated. If you want to hear hip-hop beef, we're going to talk about hip-hop beef on one podcast, and we're going to talk about celebrity news on another. So, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Wish everybody a wonderful week, because it is Monday. And, again, yesterday was Mother's Day, so we kind of had a little busy day yesterday for everybody. But now we're back, and I will be doing podcasts once to twice a week. I'm trying to stick to twice a week, but I might have to just go once a week, then expand to twice a week. But anyways, like I said, check out the Instagram page, In the Loop with You, and follow me there so you can see clips, you can see me in live action. And then we're going to pour over into YouTube eventually. That is our plan. So, guys, you have a wonderful week, a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. But this is What's Beef, all right? This season. I'm out.